This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
A happy 4th of July to one and all. Welcome into Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score on this Independence Day. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767, right? No, 6700. Why do I mess that
6767.
Up? 6767, because I wrote it down wrong. 312-6... Well, see, you can have independent suckage as well. 312-644-6767. Also gets you to our text line. And now, we're going old school. We are going to throw it to Mike Esposito, and he's going to give us a scoreboard update. Hey, from the Scores Update Studio, here's Mike Esposito.
And here I am. We've got some background music that's going to be playing, which we like. Mm-hmm. And we'll take you out to Wrigley Field as I do a little dance.
Yeah.
And if you get the reference, you get the reference. But I'm doing the dance
we'll
as I do the
later.
Update.
Yeah.
Cubs with a 1-0 10-inning win last night at Wrigley. They sweep away the Guardians. The game was scoreless heading into the 10th. Matt Shaw, the game-winning sack fly in the 10th. That after Chris Flexen came in and shut down Cleveland in the top half of the 10th. But the pitching story last night, Mr. Rosenblum, was Cade Horton. Cade Horton, 7 scoreless, 5 strikeouts, only 5 hits allowed. Nice bounce back for the rookie after a rough outing in Houston. The bullpen continues its great work. Pomerantz, Brazier, Presley, and Flexen all pitched scoreless in relief. So the Cubs win, the Cubs sweep. They are 4 up on the Brewers, 5.5 up on the Cardinals in the Central. Those Cardinals are here today, Steve. 12:45, Zach will have the pregame show. Cubs and Cardinals right here on the Score.
Right here on this very radio station.
And the Southwest
station.
Airlines Cubs radio network. The White Sox, we actually have White Sox news for you, which if you were drinking or fireworking or whatever last night, you may have missed. But I will give it to you after I tell you that they lost to the Dodgers again last night.
And got swept.
And they, just like the Cubs swept, the Sox were swept. And 6-2 was the final last night. Aaron Civale gets the loss. Didn't pitch poorly, but the Dodgers got him 6-2. The news, Colson Montgomery. We've been talking about him. Their first-round pick from a few years back. He is being called up. He will debut in Colorado today. And how about that for a series, Clash of the Titans, starting today out in Denver. White Sox, Rockies.
He's been tearing it up in the minors, and now he gets to face another minor league team. He gets to face a team that's going to be worse than last year's White Sox team that Colson Montgomery could not make. Can you imagine that? How bad did you have to be to not make last year's White Sox team?
Pretty bad.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's a team that Andrew Vaughn made. and made worse. But Colson Montgomery gets called up, and he gets to play, and he's tearing it up in the minors. We'll talk about that more later in the hour. But he's tearing it up in the minors. They're bringing him up at the right time against the right team in the right rear air.
Yep.
Right? If anything is going to, if you're going to find your swing or find hope, and all they're doing is selling hope over there. They don't have much else. Here, look, this guy might be good. This
it's
guy
Colson Montgomery. You've heard of him.
This guy,
our first round pick.
This guy doesn't suck like the last couple guys we've had. Maybe.
You cannot put him in a better starting situation than, hey, here's the worst team potentially in MLB history. Not us, but potentially them. The Sox, by the way, 28-59. Steve, they're only 25 and a half games behind the Tigers in the Central. So
Colson Montgomery, he's got his work cut out for him.
They can help close that gap. It's Adrian Hauser in Colorado tonight. Antonio Senzatella pitches for Colorado.
What would you give from the Cubs for Adrian Hauser? Isn't he what they're looking for?
Yes.
I mean, they're looking for an ace. But you're not going to get Max Fried from the Yankees. It's just not going to happen. And then guys are going down, and it's like, oh, no, this is awful. But what would you give? Adrian Hauser at least is a pitching like a top three starter, like a playoff starter.
And I happened to hear Stoney on yesterday in the afternoon show with Spiegel and Holmes.
Yes, did you?
Well, he was asked, you know, maybe who or what the White Sox can get for whether it was Savali, who pitched yesterday, or Hauser. And he was saying how Hauser's going to command much more because he's cheap and he's a total rental, but he's pitching very well, whereas Savali carries a big salary, a bigger salary, I should say. And, you know, Hauser has been really, really good.
Savali will cost less if you think
Savali
he can
will
pitch.
Cost less.
Because paying more in salary. You're going to have to give up a better prospect for Hauser.
Yes.
Well, I'll talk about Jed Hoyer.
Who they literally signed off the street, Hauser.
Right. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
We've seen NFL teams sign guys off the couch. Who's the quarterback that signed off the couch by the Cleveland Browns and he beat the Bears?
Joe Flacco? No, not Joe
Flacco.
Was it Flacco?
Flacco was on the couch. Yeah, hey, man, I got to
Flacco is
you.
Still
come
with
out
the Browns.
And beat the Bears.
There you
yeah.
go. Flacco.
We'll talk about the Bears later, too. Who's really making these decisions? We'll worry about that. But the idea of the Cubs needing to make trades for a third baseman, a bat off the bench, and a pitcher with a general manager who has never won anything on his own and only when Theo Epstein was in charge, and the Cubs seem primed to need a guy with a shot of courage, and I don't believe I haven't seen Jed Hoyer show it in this time.
I know a third baseman who's really hitting right now. Except the Cubs traded him for Kyle Tucker.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Adrian Hauser, by the way, Steve, has a 2.2 WAR in, what, seven starts?
He's been here 20 minutes.
He's 3-2. He's got a 1.9 ERA and a 1.17 whip. He leads the squad with a 2.2 WAR. Andrew Vaughn, by the way,
he's
almost
like
a negative two WAR.
The second worst team in baseball, and he's got that kind of WAR.
He has gotten them 2.2 wins above replacement.
And again, Sox fans, Colson Montgomery makes his debut today.
Yeah.
Chase Meidroff goes here. Lenin Sosa goes there. And whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. It doesn't really matter, but you're going to get a look at Colson Montgomery. We'll look at him in greater detail later on in this hour.
Absolutely. We have Tyler on the other side of the glass, Mr. NASCAR. We got the NASCAR street race on Sunday, so don't go driving around downtown,
vroom,
folks. Exactly.
Vroom.
And the Sky back
vroom
at it on Sunday, and that is what we have here from the old Score Update studio, my friend. Hey, I posted it. Yeah.
Yeah, I hit the post. There you go. All right. 8:30, Patrick Finley, who covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times, will be here. We'll talk Bears with him. Quarterback discussion, offensive line discussion with Patrick Finley. 9 o'clock, Bruce Levine will be here live. And such as Bruce can be live. But he will be here. And we will bring you part of Bruce. He interviewed Kate Horton on the field after last night's game. It just a career best outing for Kate Horton. We'll bring you Bruce. And at 10 o'clock, Drew Stevens covers the Bulls for the Bigs. There's stuff there. It keeps going on. And I'm not sure I understand. I don't want to understand, frankly. I don't want to understand. We want young veterans that other teams, the less they play them, the more they win. That's who they're collecting. And you can start with Josh Giddey. The more other teams win, the less certain guys play, and the Bulls want the guys who play less. I want guys who star. But AK doesn't believe in that. He doesn't know what they look like.
I still don't know. What is this, year five for that regime? I have no idea what they're doing.
Year eternity. Well, that's our guest list for today. We'll worry about that. We'll take you to 11 o'clock, after which Trash Panda will be in, and he'll take you up to Cubs baseball.
Yes.
And this is really important this 4th of July, this 4th of July weekend. Today, the Cubs take on the Cardinals at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 12:45 with first pitch at 1:20. The only local broadcast of the game can be heard on The Score and on Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Yeah, it's an Apple TV game. If you're looking for it, because I already know, I happen to hear they talked about it a little last night when they were promoing the Cardinals series. It's an Apple TV game. So if you don't have that in your cable/streaming jigsaw puzzle, then you can't watch the Cubs. You have to, which is, I would dare say, the better option, listen to Pat and Ron.
The only option.
Yes.
The only option. Pat's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
And they threw out the first pitch. Ron threw out the first pitch.
That was awesome.
Basically,
yes.
Yesterday, it was celebrating 100 years of Chicago Cubs baseball on the air. And Pat, by the way, with the only known call of the Cubs winning World Series, the only known radio call of the Cubs winning the World Series. They did that. And what a coincidence. It was against the Cleveland team that they did that yesterday.
It was, and that is, when you think about it, it kind of blows your mind. 1908 was so long ago that there was no radio. There was no radio call of any of that.
Just walk around with a megaphone.
That was it. And you had Pat in 2016. And coincidentally, and I think this is hilarious because my very favorite Pat name was just texted in from the 708. Jimmy from Steger, thank you. He wants Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks at the trade deadline. Thank you, Jimmy. And thank you for letting me say Eugenio Suarez.
Right. And we want to hear Pat say that on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
What he will be saying this weekend is Wilson Contreras. We'll talk about those possible fireworks over the 4th of July weekend. You see what I did there?
I like it.
I shouldn't have to say, did you see what I did there? Which is kind of a really bad talker. And I am. I'm a really bad talker, and there you have it. But last night, the Cubs got 7 innings out of Cade Horton. Now, that is a lifetime for a Cubs starter. 7 innings. They're going to send Pat's going to sign the scorecard, and they're going to send it to Cooperstown. No Cubs starter does that, which is why they need to trade for a starter. 5 hits. All the innings were obviously shutout innings because it was a 10-inning, 1-0 game.
Yep.
And 5 strikeouts, 5 hits, and the changeup was just huge for him. You could see how he had fooled so many guys, and it was a really good bounce back from getting his ass handed to him in Houston, right? He goes in there and 7 runs, and everybody gets to hit home runs off him, including the former Cub, the guy was traded.
Yep.
And he was walking people when he wasn't giving up home runs. It was all around a bat. This is last Friday was when you said, this team is more hopeless than I thought with starting pitching.
Need starters. Need a starter at least.
No, at that point I said, you need two. I was on Saturday Suckage.
Sure.
You need two. Now, it's not just one. And Craig Counsell said, it was a good experience. You got to experience playoff. Roof was closed, the sound, and like it's in the middle of the season, and Craig Council's talking about what a good experience it was for Cade Horton. I had on Chandler Rome on Saturday Suckage. He covers the Astros for The Athletic. And I said, well, what was it like? Craig Council thought it was just great. And he said, it was. He says, first of all, you got to understand, the Astros have won a World Series. They've been competitive. They've been to other World Series. They've continued to do this. And they have energized the fan base. And so they're going to sound, and the roof is closed, so they're going to sound louder anyways, right?
Too hot in Houston, yeah.
And he said it was pretty good. And Craig Council loved it for what happened to, and Cade Horton said, yeah, I sped up. It got to me. And he learned from it. And Craig Council said he's going to learn from this. And Cade Horton did. So many guys with a lot of talent, and I've written this about guys, or I had written this back in my writing days, they never learned how to learn at the top level. And that's whether you're watching tape, whether you're watching yourself, whether you're learning opponents, you have to learn how to learn at a different level. Hello, Caleb Williams. You better.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So Cade Horton learned, and then you get 7 scoreless innings, 5 hits, 5 strikeouts, just and against a team. By the way, why do the Cubs suck against this bullpen game that the Guardians were throwing?
That's a great question. Cantillo, Sabrowski, Smith, Gattis. The only guy they scored off of was Class A, which you would think would be the opposite.
That's right. So their starter was suspended pending an investigation, and it was gambling. It's believed to be gambling on the first pitch of a game.
Yes.
You can bet on that.
First pitch of an inning, first pitch of a game. So, and I saw, because, you know, why not fall down the Twitter rabbit hole while you're watching the Cubs game last night? The two instances that they're investigating, I guess it was the first pitch of an inning and both pitches were not only balls, but they were like wild, almost wild pitches. But there was an irregular amount of money bet on those first pitches of innings that they had flagged them. Mm-hmm. And then those were the pitches. So that was kind of how they came to that.
We are seeing this. We have seen this. We will see more of it. Yep. Betting on sports, betting on pro sports, when you're on the inside, I mean, maybe it's not Shohei Ohtani, but it's his interpreter. You've seen this everywhere. NBA guys are getting suspended. NFL guys, it's happening everywhere. It will happen worse. All the sports have crawled into bed with the betting, whoever the massive betting sites are.
Yep.
Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, they've all crawled in bed with them because there's a ton of money there. And this is the shock of credibility. This is where why baseball's always stayed with number one rule, and Pete Rose violated
right.
it, and he couldn't get into the Hall of Fame till after he died, and it will go that way for anybody else who cheated the game. You can go into the Hall of Fame after you're dead, and the number of players who will get investigated, suspended, the problems all these sports will face with betting on the game, it's too wide open.
It's too easy.
But anyways, that's not why you called.
No.
Cade Horton is why you called.
That's right.
The left-hander started using, faced left-handers and Swiss hitters and did it in Wrigley on a nice night, big crowd, a lot of expectations coming off Houston. And there he was, pitching the best game of his career. So after the game, as is his custom, Bruce Levine flagged down the player of the game, and he interviewed Cade Horton, and here you go.
I'm here with Cade Horton. First of all, this game doesn't get here without your effort tonight. 7 shutout innings. I know you love to talk about your teammates. Let's talk about what was working for you tonight.
Yeah, I think, you know, I just stayed under control tonight. I stayed within the moment and got the changeup going. Reese made a lot of good throws. and it was good.
I mean, how exciting is this? You and I have talked about that this is, you know, a transition, getting used to the major leagues. You certainly have pitched like a major leaguer. When did it hit you that, hey, you know what, I can compete and win here?
Yeah, you know, I think that just goes in my preparation week to week. You know, I have confidence in myself and the work that I put in. And so just letting it come to fruition, you know, out there and having control of my emotions and everything else.
Something special going on with this team. You guys can win in so many different ways. Do you guys talk about that, how complete the team is?
Yeah, it's a really good group. And, you know, doesn't matter what day it is, we can win, you know, with defense. We can win with pitching. We can win with offense. And it's just a solid group that cares about each other and wants to win ball games.
Cade Horton with Bruce Levine. Bruce Levine will be here at 9 o'clock. We'll talk more Cubs and Sox with him. But I wanted to point out just how dangerous, how that thing could have gone sideways in a hurry from the start.
Oh, yeah.
Cade Horton threw 7 scoreless innings, 5 strikeouts, 5 walks, his best career, his career out. He maxed out at 97. He walked the first guy, threw 5 balls, right?
Mm-hmm.
He walked the first guy, and you go, oh, my God, he didn't learn a thing. Reese McGuire throws him out. One of 3 guys Reese McGuire nailed. And threw him out stealing, and as counsel said, it was kind of a reset to get out of there with that. You got a freebie. You got to get out of walk jail free, and then he could take a breath.
Yeah, and McGuire threw 3 guys out last night. Cade mentioned it in the interview right there. Fantastic throws, but awesome plays at second base by Swanson. In 2 of the cases, catching balls on a short hop, and then applying the tag, which he does so brilliantly.
That's what he does. He
that's,
might not be
Javi
Baez, but that's what he does.
But no, 100% correct, and that was a huge part of the game. The game would have been a loss if you don't account for, I believe it was the 5th inning. The guards had 1st and 3rd and only 1 out.
Yep.
And Bo Naylor trying to steal 2nd from 1st, and one of those caught stealings was right there in the 5th inning with only 1 out. So that's out number 2. The guy at 3rd doesn't move, and then Horton gets a ground out to end the inning. But otherwise, that run scores, and that's game right there because the Cubs did not score until the 10th.
He becomes no Naylor.
Ha!
Hey! Yeah, Reese Naylor.
There you go.
312-644-6767 is our phone number and also our text line. 331 texter. Happy 4th of July to the Friday Suckage crew. Thank you very much. And happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Cubs fan, Kevin. Go Cubs. Yep, they'll be here later on today on this radio station. 312, Mr. Rosenblum, good to hear your voice. You are the only fill-in to talk sports, not what food to eat, etc. No, I got food. I am the world's greatest burnt ends influencer.
There you are, yes.
Right? And it's a very patriotic story. Big Ed's Barbecue, Big Ed's in Waukegan. Big Ed, not only he's a veteran, he helped in the cause for independence, but I didn't realize this until recently, it was a Bears impetus that got Big Ed's to be Big Ed's in Waukegan. And I'll have that story later.
Please.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, PCA, we know him as PCA.
Mm-hmm.
But about 17 kids showed you what they could do with Pete Crow hyphen Armstrong. Taylor McGregor brought you the story. We'll bring you her report of PCA, the MVP candidate, the all-star. And imagine that. The trade, Javi Baez, Pete Crow Armstrong. Now they're both all-stars and starting in center field.
Pretty unbelievable on both sides based on what's happened. Absolutely.
Wow. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mully and Haw on this Independence Day. Thank you for listening. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Rosenbloom. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Tyler's trying to get us dancing this morning. Between the Steelers wheels and then now...
Well, we need Steelers wheels. We'll pay that off later on, but we need more Steelers wheels. Stuck in the middle with you, stuck with us on Independence Day. I'm Steve Rosenbloom. He's Mike Esposito, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, phone number 312-644-6767. That number also gets you to our text line, and we will share that with you, share text with you this morning. So, PCA, MVP, at least an all-star, if nothing else. As we were talking about before the break, he was acquired from the Mets in that Javier Baez deal, and you look up and you go, not only is this ill-equipped major leaguer when the Cubs traded for him, a guy who certainly needed some polish and needed some experience and needed to start looking like a major leaguer.
Needed to fail at the major league level, perhaps?
Right. Well, there you go. Speaking of failing at the major league level, Javi Baez went over there and failed at the major league level, and you go, oh, my God. And he goes to Detroit. You go, he's a DFA candidate, mm-hmm. Javi Baez, who was once the shortstop who had the amazing, magical, invisible tags, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's Pete Crow Armstrong, who can run everywhere. He can run everywhere and run there fast and do all this wonderful stuff, and he can't hit major league pitching. And then your starting center fielders in the All-Star game are Javier Baez in the American League and Pete Crow Armstrong in the National League.
And I would argue, even though PCA is literally the breakout superstar of this season across all of baseball, the Baez thing is more surprising because he was a 160 whatever batter last year. You talked about bad contracts. He was at the top of that bad contracts list. And then because of injury, they start playing him in the outfield, and there he is. He's hitting again all of a sudden, Javi Baez. And it's like, holy cow. And he's always been a popular player, but he's still hitting. I mean, halfway through the season, he's batting like 280-something. He's contributing to a first-place best record in baseball team, the Tigers. And not to bring you down, but a White Sox connection, A.J. Hinch, the guy that somebody wanted to hire to manage the White Sox.
Well, actually,
managing the Tigers.
The White Sox website had hired him.
Somebody had hired him, but then he was not hired. He was on that show, but then it was not his show anymore.
No, it was not. It was Jerry Reinsdorf's show, and here's Tony La Russa, and you're going to... Here, we're going to screw up everything that you had going for yourself.
He was nearly hired. I wonder if that... The clubhouse, whatever you want to call it, with some of the young players that didn't really try hard. I wonder how that would have gone with A.J. Hinch in there.
A.J. Hinch is an interesting... The first thing I would have asked, had he been hired by the White Sox, and Rick Hahn would have popped his buttons the way he popped his buttons over Pedro Grifol. Remember how happy he looked?
Oh, man. He
compared
so
to the way
happy.
He was with Tony La Russa jammed down his throat or in another orifice that might be more painful,
yeah.
Right? We know what he looked like. And Tony was barely awake for most of his reign. And then you thought of A.J. Hinch. And my problem with A.J. Hinch was this. He was the manager of a team that cheated its way to the World Series.
Yep, there's definitely that.
And he cheated. I'm sorry. He was... So he abdicated responsibility, or he was so ineffective, he had been so neutered, he was not a leader because he couldn't stop it. And when he tried, they defied him, and nothing happened. There was no accountability. And even afterwards, there was no accountability. Players just said, hey, you can't prove it. We're not here. Nobody's saying nothing. We get total immunity, and we're going to get our World Series rings. And they reduced Rob Manfred, one of the more embarrassing commissioners we've ever seen in any sport. They reduced Rob Manfred to saying, oh, it's just a piece of metal. Right?
He gets the Gary Bettman Award for commissioners.
Well,
and
Gary Bettman never did that.
No, I agree. No, one of the Lethal Weapon movies, he gets diplomatic immunity. He claims diplomatic immunity.
Yeah.
But no, and the other, I mean, not that we've totally gone down an A.J. Hinch tangent, but both he and Alex Cora are managing now. Those are two of the prominent names in that whole Astros thing from 2017, right? They're both managing.
Right. But that would have been my problem had he come to the White Sox, and I don't. So Tony La Russa was Jerry Reinsdorf trying to make his BFF make it happen when it was decades too late. And then Pedro Grifol was just a disaster. Mm-hmm. I mean, such a disaster, he's on the suckage roll call.
He is.
And then A.J. Hinch, I would have had real questions about leadership, but now you see what the Tigers have done and go, well, you know what? People are listening to him, presumably without cheating, but we don't know for sure. But A.J. Hinch is managing a first-place team. So there we go. We started
sucks,
this
man.
With...
It sucks.
Pete Crow, or yeah, that was...
PCA, that's right.
Yeah. We started with the PCA. And... He's become, as you said, the breakout star, but also a breakout personality.
Yep.
For as one of the things I talked to Chandler Rome about, who covers the Astros for the Athletic, is who is Kyle Tucker? What are we getting here compared to what he saw covering Kyle Tucker? And what kind of town does Chicago represent compared to Houston? What is he? And they were going back to Houston. He was going back to Houston. He and Presley. He made the point that the return was bigger for Presley because Houston meant more to him. Met his wife there, had his career there, was closed out the World Series there. He was that guy. And it meant so much more to him. Kyle Tucker, he said, Kyle Tucker that we see is what he saw in Houston, which has been a metronome. He's been Robin Ventura.
Literally, yeah, absolutely. That's a great analogy.
He's been that guy. He's been, I don't want to say droll, but he probably has. But he has been the kind of, he's been laconic. He's not going to get too high, not going to get too low. He's been that regular guy.
Takes care of his business, same routine every day. All the stuff that you read about him is exactly what he has done. And he has brought... You've heard counsel, and you know they say it in many different ways, and you know we can ask Bruce about this when we have him on in the 9 o'clock hour. But he is that guy. He's one of the top hitters in baseball, period, consistently over the course of his career, and it's consistency, and it's literally you can call it boring if you like to. He is the anti-PCA, right? He's going to come in, he's going to be very boring. You love him because he's awesome at baseball, but. You know, there's no flash. There's no, You don't see a lot of the personality stuff. He just goes out, shows up, puts on his uniform, and plays.
That means PCA has more of the stage to show his personality.
The two of them are perfect together.
And his blue hair and playing the general manager for what number he's going to wear and who hits what shot. There's great stories around PCA. It's wonderful. Here's the latest story around PCA. Last night's game's a beautiful night. Wonderful. I mean, I was driving in today. It was 80 degrees.
A picturesque Wrigley Field evening.
Last night.
Absolutely.
And even better because of what Cade Horton did with 7 scoreless innings. So there are PETE. Crow is 4 more. So that's 8.
Don't forget the dash.
Armstrong is 8 and the dash. 17 kids.
Armstrong is 9, right?
Armstrong.
Armstrong is 9 letters.
A.
Because strong is 6.
Strong.
See, we're doing math here, folks.
I got into sports writing because I thought there'd be no math involved. So whatever number it takes out, we say 19. PCA.
Yes, there's 19 kids involved in this.
19 kids showed up in the first row of the bleachers in left field. And they spelled out Pete Crow - Armstrong on their chest. Took their shirt. Good night for taking your shirt off. I did not take mine off, but it's a good night for that. And painted in blue, and it was Pete Crow Armstrong. And so Taylor McGregor, intrepid as ever, and it's just a wonderful thing. This is what you do in Wrigley. And you do it in any ballpark if you can find the kind of personality. This spoke to the personality of Pete Crow Armstrong. So here's Taylor McGregor interviewing the leader of the 19, whatever. A whole lot of guys from Glenbrook North painting Pete Crow Armstrong on their chest right across the bleachers.
I found our friends out here. The fellow Pete Crow Armstrong group, fans of the game is really what we should call them. They're all friends from Glenbrook North. And Boog, I was asking them, okay, were you guys fighting over a certain letter? They actually all wanted the dash. I guess the dash was the hot commodity. And the guy who ended up getting it, his name's Ribs, and he won over because he's the fastest. So they thought, all right, you're the fastest, you're the most like PCA, you deserve first pick. Makes sense, right?
I love that. Ribs right. is the fastest, he's the dash. That's amazing. Are they being told to sit down? Is Bo Naylor's having trouble seeing? Center field, Pete Crow Armstrong is back. Yell at him, Taylor.
He threw them a ball when they first got out here. But Boog, you will love to learn that the person they want to meet the most is not Pete Crow Armstrong. It's Boog Sciambi.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
I don't believe that.
You're a big deal. Stop.
That's what they told me. So you might have to come out here.
Bounce to the right side. Nico. 2 down as Rokiel's retired.
Hey, T-Mac.
We have a message.
Come up here. Hold it down then for a minute.
Yeah, we have a message from Alex.
Boog, I've been a longtime Cubs fan. I love your broadcasts. Thank you for all the good work you do. I just want to say a personal hello and thank you.
Wow. Hey. Alex, thank you for painting your chest and coming to the game.
You will receive your check later. Thank you, sir.
That's right.
That is Taylor McGregor out in the bleachers with all those kids from Glenbrook North spelling out Pete Crow - Armstrong.
The most impressive thing is, because they kept showing them throughout the game, right, but they stayed in order. So, like, you know, you kind of had to stay because they spelled it out one letter per kid, right? You had to stay in line, sort of. Otherwise, you mix up all the letters of the name. They stayed in formation the whole game.
Well, they had to. They're spelling it out.
It's an important lesson there.
You have to go to the bathroom. Do you have a seat filler like in the Oscars? Do you have a letter filler?
That's a good question. We'll have to find out from the GBN kids. Yeah, and Jason Kipnis did go out there. And Jason Kipnis, who also went to...
the legend of Glenbrook North.
GBN and you know, Cleveland ties from... you know, a certain year when the Cubs won the World Series. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. He was a Cub. And
he's more famous for being on the Cleveland Indians, though. Yeah. But and GBN would probably say he's more famous for graduating from Glenbrook South, but or Glenbrook North. Sorry, forgive me.
Oh my. You're a marked man. 708 texter. The hype surrounding PCA has a Mark the Bird feel to it. Mark Fidrich. That's excellent. That's excellent. I love that comparison. All right, we'll take a break. And speaking of hype, here comes Colson Montgomery. He's coming up. Got some stories. We'll tell you what we know, White Sox fans. Both of you out there, White Sox fans, we'll let you know what we know. And let me tell you this. You're listening to 670 The Score, which can now be heard on both the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Indeed, I'm Steve Rosenblum, the iconic and legendary Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito, the lovely and talented one.
Oh, thank you.
We are Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, in for Mully and Haw today on this Independence Day. Thank you for joining us. And guess what? Colson Montgomery is going to be joining the White Sox, the big boys, the big league team.
He comes from a small town, actually, in
Jasper.
Indiana. Yeah.
They broke the news.
They did.
I don't have his name. I don't have his name. I apologize, but
I'll find it right now.
The family let the local reporter from Jasper, Indiana, know.
Chris Norton, local radio there in Jasper.
Norton.
Chris Norton broke the news, and it was as per family. Colson Montgomery will make his MLB debut July 4th today versus the Colorado Rockies.
Now, it's amazing that a game between the White Sox and the Rockies, the two worst teams in baseball, counts as a major league debut. But if you're the White Sox, this is who you want him to play against, and this is where you want him to play. Playing Colorado, that's what you want. Give him every chance to hit a ball very far. And he's going to be called up. Now, what a ride he's had. I forgot he was taken in 2021.
He was their first round pick.
Oh my God.
Always had huge expectations. Made his way nicely actually through the system. And then this year, I thought he was going to make the team out of spring training, but he was so bad in spring training that he didn't.
Awful. And you thought he should last year, the end of last year. Like, this team sucks. Where's Colson Montgomery? Right,
literally, yep. And then you had the hole where he started off so slowly.
Awful.
In Charlotte that they sent him back to Arizona for a one-on-one with the director of hitting or whatever the title
Ryan
was.
Fuller. Yeah, they took and said, okay, you can't play with your friends anymore.
That's right.
Because you're not good enough. So he went back to Arizona. They retooled everything, reset everything. And you sit in the corner and think about all the bad baseball swings you've taken, whatever they did there. And it was such a precipitous fall for Colson Montgomery. He went from near the top of the leaderboard of MLB prospects, like oblivion, as his career would go to Bolivia, as Mike Tyson said. So he was off every list. This guy doesn't exist anymore. Bye-bye. He had a greater fall than the expectations for Andrew Vaughn. He just never made it, never went anywhere. Retooled his swing, and then came back, showed flashes, sucked, showed flashes, and all of a sudden, he's hot, right, in the minors, playing for Charlotte. And it was Jim Margulis of Sox Machine had written this, that Paul Janish, the director of player personnel, player development, and they could use some developing players, in a Zoom call Monday, saying the Sox would ideally call up a player while he's playing his best in the minors. The quote is, you do want to strike while the iron's hot with a guy like that, whether it's a pitcher or a hitter, giving them an opportunity to go up when they're playing well is definitely preferred. He's in a really good place and doing what he needs to do and putting himself in the conversation for sure. So Montgomery's slash line was .278, .354, .600 over 30 games since returning from his sabbatical when he was sent to his room without dinner or dessert or whatever it was, right?
Detention.
Still strikes out a lot, but he's in the best possible position for them. And where's he going to hit?
I don't see how you hit him anywhere other than the bottom third of the order. I mean, you can't bat. I understand you want to bat him with some protection. Not that the White Sox lineup offers a ton of protection anywhere, but you're not going to bat him at the top of the order, are you? I mean,
well, the
I
hammock
can't
would
imagine.
Be second. The hammock would be second, right? If between Talkman and Benintendi,
I guess. But I mean, I can't imagine that they would want to.
It's like second or seventh, isn't it? Second or eighth, second or ninth?
I think they do maybe what the Cubs did with Shaw, where you kind of break him in.
You mean make a bad decision?
No. Not bat him ninth, but definitely seventh or eighth. I'm looking at last night's Sox lineup. Like, they had Brooks Baldwin, who accounted for their only runs, by the way, batted eighth last night. You have Sosa down there. Kyle Teal's hitting fifth. Somewhere in the middle there. I think, you know, he is not going to get a ton of protection at the bottom of the order, but you're to put him batting second immediately in his first MLB experience just strikes me as too much.
One of the things you have to know about a player like that, and I don't know the player and the Sox better, would he get so worked up waiting for his first at bat? Oh my God, first, you know, like, okay, 1-2-3. Oh, 1-2-3 inning. We didn't do anything. That means he's going to be even later. So the lower he is in the lineup, the longer it's going to take him to get that first major league at bat. And does this guy bubble up with anxiety? Do you see it? Is he so shaky and walking around? And so he got Spilkus, like he's Mitch Rosen. Like, he's got Spilkus, and he just can't sit still, and he's doing that. And if that's the case, if that's who your player is, and you know that's your player, you bat him second.
How
get that at bat out of the way.
How nervous do people get against the Rockies, though? That is my question.
Well, they're nervous because they're racing to the bat rack. So they go get to hit against the worst team ever. A team that's going to be worse than last year's White Sox, and we know how much they sucked.
Now, let's hold our horses there for 1 second, my friend, because this is becoming closer, and this is actually going to be a fun thing to watch as the season goes on. Colorado, not that they're on a hot streak, but they're 20-67 now. They have picked up their pace.
Their winning percentage is?
230.
Still below the 250 that
yes.
the Mets, the 1962 Mets, that is the Mendoza line,
yes.
the Mets-Doza line.
Now, the White Sox are 8 games ahead of them, 28-59. But let's not put this past the White Sox. They could be caught.
Oh, they could be swept in Colorado. They
could,
suck.
They could be caught.
Yeah.
For the worst record in baseball. And to put this in perspective for you, the next worst team, the team that doesn't have a home, the Athletics, are 8 games ahead of the White Sox.
The Athletics?
Yes.
Are 8 the games?
The Sacramento Athletics. Don't call us Vegas. Don't call us Oakland.
Right.
The and Sacramento Athletics.
You can't even call them Sacramento either.
No, you can't. They're
what can I call them?
Cowtown. The Cowtown
the
A's.
Thank you.
The Cowtown A's.
All right, the Washington football team, maybe?
I realize I need to whiteboard something. It's because, Tyler, do you know who Mark the Bird Fidrich is?
No, I have heard of Mark the Bird Fidrich, yes.
Tell me what you know, because I've seen you BS before. Tell me what
wow,
you know.
Thanks for calling me out, Rose.
Well, you are. Come on. I'm telling the truth. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Go ahead.
Hall of Famer?
Okay. See,
that's it.
You were so full of crap. Like, he tried to dance around.
I have heard of him.
I asked him who Mr. Blonde was. Mr. Blonde died.
I have heard of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell me what you know.
I swear, okay, I haven't heard the name in a while, but pitcher.
I haven't heard the name
pitcher
in a while.
Pitcher is correct.
I haven't heard
okay.
the name
pitcher
in a while.
I'm not BSing you.
Yeah, rookie, you are.
Rookie of the year.
I just got his position right.
He got his position right.
You guessed.
He was rookie
you
of the year.
No
I did not
idea.
Guess.
There is a giant. There's a giant chasm in your cultural zeitgeist,
man,
and your baseball zeitgeist.
I still
Anyways,
got it right.
I should whiteboard the
yes.
Bird. Now for you
we
and
have
I,
to.
We know.
Mark, we have to. We
1976,
do it.
Our nation's
50 almost 50 years ago.
Yeah, Mark the Bird Fidrich was the same kind of sensation. We had a texter write text in about PCA. And giving off Fidrich vibes, Mark the Bird Fidrich. And he was this, he was a quirky guy with all kinds of superstitions and antics on the mound, and nobody could get a hit off him. He was unbelievable. And he was a great story and a great player and a lot of fun to watch, as is PCA, until Fidrich got hurt, arm trouble, and there it was. Career was over. But that was, I need to whiteboard this. We're going to have to whiteboard something else. Quentin Tarantino movies for pee pants over here. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Bears talk. I heard an interesting prediction from my cigar guy, and I'm going to run it by Espo, and we're going to talk about it. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.